When he was a child, Olive Avenue had dead-ended in front of a brick building that had long since been torn down, Sandhill Children's Hospital. The hospital had been moved a few miles out of town in the 1970s to make room for commercial development. But in 1952, the year of Spiegel's fatal accident, it had stood on the side of the modern-day intersection. It was impossible. Had Benjamin remembered the newspaper article wrong? He had specifically double-checked the location of the accident before driving to the intersection. It seemed unlikely he could have made such a glaring error. But if he remembered the story correctly, that meant it had been a fabrication. Spiegel couldn't possibly have died at that intersection, because the intersection didn't exist at the time of the accident. That suggested some sort of cover-up. But that idea made no sense either. The error would have been obvious to anyone living in Sunnyview at that time. If you wanted to cover up the details of an accident, claiming the accident had occurred at a non-existent intersection was probably the absolute worst way to do it. And why did Felipe's model, which clearly depicted Sunnyview of the 1950s, contain the same error? Why was it missing Sandhill Children's Hospital? If the model had been designed by anyone else, Benjamin would have chalked it up to over-reliance on the designer's knowledge of modern-day Sunnyview. But it was hard to believe Felipe would have had that problem. Benjamin walked slowly around to the edge of the table and reached out with his right index finger, pointing at the intersection. "Right here," he said. "There should be a..." Felipe screamed. He pulled away from the table, buried his head in his hands, and he screamed. It was like nothing Benjamin had ever heard before, like he had shoved an ice pick right into Felipe's heart. There was a split second of silence as Felipe took a breath, and then the screaming continued. Benjamin backed away, reflexively holding his hands up. "Hey," he said, trying to sound non-threatening. "I'm sorry. I didn't mean to..." But his voice was inaudible over the screaming. He debated whether he should try to subdue or calm Felipe, but decided against it. He might just make things worse, and Felipe could very well turn violent if he felt threatened. Benjamin walked slowly out of the room and closed the door. The screaming continued, seeming as loud as ever. Benjamin could only hope that this was an episode of a sort he had experienced before. The neighbors three houses away could probably hear him. Benjamin made his way quickly down the hall to the front door, but as he reached for the handle, the door swung open toward him. He stopped abruptly, face to face with Lucia, holding her hand, looking terrified with Sophia.
"Benjamin!" yelped Lucia. "What are you doing here? What is wrong with Felipe?"
Benjamin held up his hands.
"I'm sorry. I just wanted to talk to him."
"Talk to him?"
yelled Lucia in disbelief, shoving past him.
"You can't talk to Felipe."
Down the hall, Felipe was still screaming.